faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, McGuire, the villainous George Latimer's private detective, is convinced he has identified Superman beyond question of doubt.
On your mark, get set, go! Yes, on your mark for the slick comic buttons you can collect, a brand new series of 18, one button in each package of Kellogg's Pep. Get set to be champ over all the other collectors in your crowd. Remember, 18 of these comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap mean that you've had a successful campaign. Are you ready? Then go! Go after characters that are making comic page history, all in bright color on sturdy white enameled buttons. Characters like B.O. Plenty, Flat Top, Denny Dimwit, and the Winnie Winkle Twins, and the one and only Superman, all bigwigs of the comic strip world. And it's a load of fun, too, to swap duplicates with your friends. Helps you complete your collection. Now, you might think that these swell comic buttons would be hard to get or maybe expensive, but they don't cost you a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere, but you'll find your exclusive prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep. That's P-E-P, the cool and catchy-tasting whole wheat flakes. All crisp and fresh, all keen-tasting with cool milk. Good for you, too, with an extra amount of energy vitamin B1 to help you keep going through the day, and added sunshine vitamin D. Remember, for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, George Latimer, a crooked politician, enlisted the aid of a former German concentration camp doctor in an effort to destroy Superman by feeding him liquid kryptonite, a strange element from the exploded planet on which he was born, and which, in the atmosphere of Earth, robs him of all his strength and curious powers. Superman escaped before the treatments could be completed, but not before suffering a loss of memory. Dressed in ragged overalls, not knowing who he was or where he belonged, he wandered about until finally, in the little town of Gainesville, he found himself on a baseball field, and under the name of Bud Smith, became the star pitcher for the local team. News of his sensational playing reached the Metropolis Daily Planet, where Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen saw his photograph and insisted it was the missing Clark Kent, who, as we know, is really Superman. With their fingers crossed, Jimmy and editor Perry White caught the first plane to Gainesville. And as we join them now, they are sitting tensely in the small wooden grandstand, which is filled to capacity. It's almost game time, and the crowd is impatiently awaiting the appearance of the teams. Listen.
Gosh, Mr. White, why don't the players come out?
They'll be out in a minute, Jim. Relax.
Relax? How can I relax?
No, here they come.
Hey, I don't see Mr. Kent. He's scheduled to pitch today.
You mean that man Bud Smith, the one who looks like Kent?
Well, this Bud Smith is Mr. Kent, I'm sure of it.
Well, I'll admit it's a remarkable resemblance, but... Oh, wait, Jim. Here comes an announcement.
The batteries for today's game, for Central City, Hanson and Barry. For Gainesville, Smith and Olensky.
Oh, Smith had a poor Smith!
Look, Mr. White, there he is.
Where?
Walking out to the pitching box. See him?
Oh. Oh, yes. Hey, he does look like Kent at that.
He is Mr. Kent.
Where are you going, Jim?
I'm going down to the field.
No, you're not. Now you sit down. You want to get thrown out of the park?
But I...
Sit down, I said. In the first place, that fellow couldn't be Kent because, well, Kent's a reporter, not a professional baseball player.
I know, but just the same.
Quiet. The umpire's dusting off the plate. They're going to start the game.
That pitcher moves. Everything about him, he's just like Mr. Kent.
Quiet. Great Caesar, what speed.
I couldn't even see the ball. Jeepers, I never saw a ball travel so fast.
Neither did I, Jim. Nobody can hit that speed. incredible. Why, the ball travels as if it were shot out of a howitzer.
Here comes the next batter. Watch this.
Well, did you see that, Jim? By the time the batter swung, the catcher was throwing the ball back to Smith.
Yeah, he's sensational.
Look at that. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Run like a rusty gate. Holy smokes. Can this be Mr. Kent?
Smith has struck out 20 men in a row, Jim. He strikes this one out. He did it, Jim! He did it!
He sure did!
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
Well, what's this?
Bud Smith has just struck out his 21st straight batter. That means he has set two new world records. One for consecutive strikeouts, and the other for most men struck out in a single game.
Leaping lizards!
Pitcher. Well, Jim, are you satisfied now? Or do you still think that Bud Smith is Clark Kent?
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Wright. Maybe it is impossible, but I still say that man is Mr. Kent.
But... Oh, no. How could you even think of Kent as the greatest pitcher in the world? He's no athlete. Why, the whole thing's ridiculous. But... Come on, Jim.
Where are you going? The game isn't over yet.
It's almost over. I want to be down at the gate when the players leave the field. I want a close look at Bud Smith.
But why? You just said he couldn't be, Mr. Kent.
Never mind what I said. Are you coming along, Olson?
Yeah, just a minute. He's just coming to bat. I want to see him hitting.
Never mind that. Come on. Follow me to the dressing rooms. Players have to come through this door to go to the dressing room, Jim. You stand right here.
Okay. Jeepers. Smith had 26 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And he would have had 27, all that's possible. The last guy hadn't dodged and popped the ball up by accident.
Yes, I know.
Seems crazy, but... Golly, Chief. Do you think this Bud Smith could be Mr. Kent?
Frankly, Jim, I don't know what to think. Doesn't seem possible, and yet... Well, we'll know in a minute.
Yeah. Gee whiz, it seems kind of like a dream. Boy, here come the players.
Uh-huh. And there's Bud Smith.
Chief. Chief, it is Mr. Kent. I'd swear it is.
So help me, I think you're right, Jim.
I know I am. I just know it. Mr. Kent. Mr. Kent, look who's here.
Their faces beaming, Jimmy Olsen and Perry White hurry forward to greet Clark Kent, who, unknown to them, has lost his memory. Will Kent recognize White and Jimmy and so regain his memory? We'll return in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Say, you know how after you've been reading the funnies for a while, you get to know those funnies' characters to work up a real fondness for some of them? Well, that's why there's such a big welcome for the brand new series of comic buttons you get, thanks to Kellogg's Pep. Yes, there's a different comic strip character on the button you'll find in every Pep package. And there are 18 different characters in the new series. Folks that you know real well, like Little Joe and Fat Stuff and Tiny Tim and Superman. Now, you never know which button you'll find inside a package of Pep, but you can always be sure it's one of those gleaming white enamel jobs with a true-to-life picture of a famous funny strip character in full color. And it's always fun to swap duplicates with your friends till you get the complete set of 18 to pin on your jacket or dress or cap. Now, remember, to get those swell Pep comic buttons, you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exclusive prizes, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep. And here's another point about Pep that's worth remembering. Those toasted flakes of good whole wheat, those flakes with a wonderful sunshine flavor, are a prize treat in themselves. So for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. At the entrance to the players' clubhouse of the Gainesville ballpark, editor Perry White and Jimmy Olsen are hurrying forward to greet Clark Kent, who, under the name of Bud Smith, has just pitched a sensational shutout game.
Mr. Kent! Mr. Kent, look who's here!
Kent! It is you, Kent! By George, it is you!
For a brief moment as he sees the beaming faces of his two close friends. The clouded, dazed look in Superman's eyes begins to clear away. He starts to smile, almost to remember. And then, the cloud closes down on his mind again. He looks at White and Jimmy as if they are total strangers.
Hello.
Oh, what's the matter, Kent? Don't you know us?
No, I don't think...
It's me, Mr. Kent. Me, Jim Olsen, and Mr. White.
Wait. What did you call me?
Mr. Kent. You mean you aren't?
No, look here, Kent.
Afraid you made a mistake. My name isn't Kent. It's Bud Smith, I think.
You think?
You must be, Mr. Kent. I know you are.
Jimmy.
Gosh, look at me, Mr. Kent. You must know me.
Sorry, son. You made a mistake.
No, I haven't. I'm sure. Listen.
No, it's no use, Jim. I'm afraid this is a case of mistaken identity.
But I'm sure...
Oh, can't you tell by his voice? That isn't Kent's voice.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Guess you're right, Chief.
Sorry, son. Gotta run along now. So long.
So long.
Goodbye, Smith. Wonderful game you pitched today.
Thanks. See you again sometime.
Well, that's that, Jim. Just an amazing resemblance, that's all.
Yeah. And I thought he... Gosh, now what are we going to do, Mr. White? I was sure we'd found Mr. Kent at last.
Yeah, so was I until I heard his voice. But, well, there was something familiar about his voice. Did you notice it, Jim?
I don't know, and I don't care. All I want to do is find Mr. Kent, but now I don't think we're ever going to.
Well, we won't find him around here, that's certain. Oh, come on, son. Let's go back to Metropolis. This trip's turned out to be a wild goose chase.
Turning for one more look after the tall, broad-shouldered Bud Smith, Jimmy Olsen, tears in his eyes, shakes his head and follows Perry White toward the airport. But although White and Jimmy think their trip was a wild goose chase, another man who witnessed the game does not feel his time was wasted. This man, tall, thin, unobtrusive looking, hurries from the ballpark to the telegraph office. And a few moments later, as White and Jimmy are disconsolately boarding their plane for the return trip to Metropolis, an urgent telegram is speeding over the eastbound wires.
George Latimer, Poplar Road, Metropolis Heights. Believe I have located our man. Come to Gainesville at once and identify him. Signed, McGuire.
McGuire, Big George Latimer's detective, believes he has found Superman in Gainesville. And in a very short time, Latimer, the one man who has the means and the desire to cripple Superman's mind and body forever, will be flying to Gainesville. What will happen now as Perry White and Jimmy Olsen return to Metropolis, fooled by Superman's voice, which is different from the voice he uses as Clark Kent? Don't miss tomorrow's excitement-packed episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. When you see a cardinal or a hummingbird, can you identify it? Well, you can if you're collecting the full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. You'll get a kick out of swapping duplicates with your friends and collecting all 24 pictures in the series. Get yourself the colorful album, too, to paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. That's Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and mellow-rich shreds of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the world's largest network serving 400 radio stations, the Mutual Broadcasting System.